First, though, the environment debate at the National Press Club yesterday between the Minister Greg Hunt and the Shadow Minister Mark Butler confirmed there is still a sharp divide between the two parties when it comes to climate policy. In other places, though, others are pressing on with energy transformation, regardless of the politics. In South Australia, for example, they're setting up to be the solar and wind capital of this nation. Renewables already generate 41% of that state's power, but further progress depends on new energy storage systems and ongoing reform of Australia's national electricity grid. Dr. Don Russell is the Chief Executive of the South Australian Department of State Development. He joins us from Canberra this morning. Don Russell, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Oh, good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Look, the argument goes that when we talk about renewables, it's unreliable. Wind and solar are unreliable as baseload power, which means if you break it down, you can't promise that the lights will stay on. So why is South Australia pushing so hard to become the wind and solar capital?
Well, South Australia is particularly well suited to renewables. Solar and wind work very well there. The fact that we've already accomplished a generation of renewables there of 41% of total supply, you know, attests to that. That hasn't come about by accident. It's been a competitive process. It's just turned out that it's more efficient to locate solar and wind in South Australia. But you're right. That you do need a diversified array of potential alternatives of for generation. That's why you really do need to take a national approach. You need to be able to take advantage of generating capacity around Australia, which means that we really do have to finish the task, which was started back in 91 with the Industry Commission report at that stage and the forceful advocacy of that Paul Keating in terms of completing the national grid, because what we need is a capacity to get that electricity out of South Australia efficiently, effectively to other parts of Australia.
Well, how does that work? This is the national electricity market, and there's talk of interconnectors. How does it work, and why isn't it working now?
Well, interconnectors are the way in which we connect up the various regions. The electricity system in Australia always was very state-based. That's really where the Industry Commission came in back in, 20-odd years ago, when each state was making decisions about, what they thought was in their best interest in terms of generation. And, we got those extraordinary days when we just invested enormous amounts of money in large coal-fired generation, even if there was excess supply in another state. So the Industry Commission was talking about the need to link up the various state markets to bring competitive pressure onto all the existing generators, but really it was about making sure that new generation took place in those states, in those areas which were most efficient.
But that happened, didn't we link up the markets?
Well, we did and we didn't. I mean, before there was really very limited links. There was no links between Queensland and New South Wales. There was no link between Tasmania and Victoria. There was limited links between New South Wales and New South Wales, but that was really just coming via the Snowy. That was the way in which it was sort of back linking. It was coming out of the Snowy Hydro down to Sydney, down to Melbourne, and there was limited links with South Australia. What's happened since then is that the interconnectors are richer and deeper, but they're still not adequate to do the job. I mean, at the moment, the interconnector is often, for large parts of the day, fully at full capacity. So even though you have prices in South Australia may be significantly higher than the price in Victoria, because the interconnector is actually at full capacity, you cannot use that adequately to bring the system together. So we do need to continue to upgrade the interconnectors between the states, because what that means is that you can do with less capacity. Because, and that was always the Industry Commission view right at the very beginning, was it was silly to have excess capacity in one state but still be building more capacity in another. And that's what we have the potential to do now, is that if we linked up the states better, we could do without a lot of extra capacity. You would locate the capacity in those states where it was most efficient to do so, and would mean that South Australia could become the specialised renewables generator for the whole of Australia.
And in a sense, we see that happening in that in South Australia, the last coal-fired plant closed just very last week, the Northern Power Station. So in a sense, that's making room for South Australian renewable energy production to come to the fore. But isn't there still a problem about storage if we're looking at baseload power, or does the national electricity market get rid of that? Because as it's generated, it's then shipped off immediately for use somewhere.
That's right. Storage is an option, and it certainly makes wind and solar potentially what it does. It makes it dispatchable, so it can actually play a more secure role in the system. But you're right. If we had a proper system of interconnectors, you could draw upon capacity anywhere in Australia to, you know, to fill any shortfall. So that's the way, you know, Europe works. That's how Denmark and Germany manages to have such high levels of renewables, because they're embedded in a very elaborate European grid. So what it means is you've got lots of diversified sources of potential supply, and that's where we haven't finished the job here.
Don, there's looks exciting to me anyway, a pretty large-scale trial of solar PV and energy storage going to be unveiled today in Adelaide, in the north of Adelaide, in the suburb of Salisbury, which is being described by some as the future of energy generation and distribution. What's this plan? What's different about it?
Well, it is exciting because it's the South Australian Power Networks who run distribution and the grid in South Australia. And there is a view around that the big grid companies are sort of relics from a bygone era, which isn't true. But what South Australia Power Networks are doing is they're very keen to be at the forefront of, you know, evolving technology. And it's true that there are situations where it makes more sense to not continue to build the grid, but to have, self-sustaining microgrids or enabling consumers to have solar panels on their roofs and have batteries and take advantage of the big swings in price during the day. But it means that there are savings for SA Power Networks in that they don't have to upgrade the network, the grid itself. They can take advantage of people's capacity to utilise electricity, which was generated earlier when the sun was rising, but they now have safely stored in their batteries. So there are savings for SA Power in not having to continue to invest in the grid, particularly in sort of remote areas. And I think this is really very exciting for South Australia, because I think there are first mover advantages for South Australia in all of this, because this is important for power companies to start to invest in storage.
Okay.
I suspect there are regulatory issues here. I think we probably need the NEM and the regulators to look at this in an imaginative way. But it's great that they're wanting to do this.
Don Russell, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Fran.
Don Russell, Chief Executive of the South Australian Department of State Development. And today he's delivering a public lecture at the ANU called The National Electricity Market 20 Years On, as we were just discussing, Struggling with Renewables or a National Asset. And we'll put those details on our website. It's 16 minutes to 7 on Breakfast.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Fran Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.